Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We're talking this week about your strengths and focusing on those strengths. And yesterday I discussed the point that if you spent your time focusing on your strengths instead of trying to improve your weaknesses, you'd get a far better return on your time by doing it that way. Today, I want to talk about the Pareto Principle and how it applies to the logic that we just discussed. And the Pareto Principle suggests that 20% of your work produces 80% of your returns. And if you look at this principle, it holds true across almost every aspect of life. But here's the reality. We talked yesterday about focusing on your strengths and essentially putting your weaknesses to the side. That may not always be realistic for you. Let me give you an example. You have a boss, and your boss is telling you that, you know, he's unhappy with your work, and it's because you're not getting in early enough, and you're not an early morning person, you're a late night person. You've got to make some adjustments, and you have to address those weaknesses and do something about it, right? That's not something you can ignore. Your significant other gives you an ultimatum and suggests that, you know, if you don't work on one of your weaknesses, let's say you're a messy person and you can't put the dishes in the dishwasher and you can't pick up after yourself. And you get the ultimatum suggesting that if you don't get your act together, that they're leaving. Okay. That's one where you have to address your weaknesses, assuming that that's an important relationship for you, right? So those are things where you really have to address the weaknesses. And so what I'm suggesting is that you can't focus 100% of your time on just your strengths. You've got to work to improve certain aspects of your life. But if you apply the Pareto Principle to this idea, you focus 80% of your time on your strengths and 20% of your time on your weaknesses. And now the benefit is you're really doing what you need to be doing to make sure that you're applying those strengths where they're needed and where they're necessary so that you can get the growth you want. But at the same time, you're not just ignoring your weaknesses. Right, you're taking care of both. And so that's the basic message for today. We want to really think about, you know, how you split your time, think about how you can get the most out of it, but at the same time, we want to be realistic about what you can and can't do. And just to think that you can continue to just only work on strengths and not address any weaknesses, again, for most of us is not realistic. So we've got to split the time. And again, it's not a perfect science. But in essence, we want to spend the majority of the time still focusing on the strengths, but, you know, still taking the time to work on some of the things that certainly we can get better at. So if you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, I would ask you to subscribe. You can do it on iTunes. You can do it on Stitcher. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving towards your desires. And I would love the opportunity to be that person for you. Just get here. It's a couple minutes a day. It's all it takes. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to take it a step further, and we're going to talk about surrounding yourself with people that complement your weaknesses. But for today, I want you to think about your time. I want you to realize how valuable that time is. And you want to start to think about how you can spend the majority of that time, 80%, working on those strengths, cultivating, getting yourself into other areas, applying those strengths to other aspects of your life. But 20% still addressing those weaknesses. You've got to keep the people in your life around you happy. You still want to work on things that you can get better at. So we don't want to ignore them completely. We just want to put the emphasis on the strengths.